I mean, I think with parents, and this is kind of general across the board, this is more general. This is what probably any, most Buddhists you ask, the parents are a little wary because it's like, what's this guru and what's this and what's the, and why you got right. this altar and what do you, you know, it sounds kind of religious. And then they take note like, wow, you really like happier, you're a better person, you're more successful, you're superficial outer stuff. But
everything looks
but
good.
They're like, it's yeah. this is good, you know, but it doesn't seem to be then I want that. It's more just they're happy, the parents are happy for you. Like, yeah. And that's a really across the board. Like, I think pretty much everybody kind of says that. Like, and then as far
and
as...
And our stepdad actually likes to meditate, so he likes to join in. And actually, your mom did,
yeah,
too.
My mom passed away, but, you know, she would come with us to courses, and my stepdad has come with us out for a retreat, you know, retreats and courses and stuff like that. And
yeah.
he already had an interest many years ago in some type of a Zen practice and was into Tai Chi and stuff like that. And
yeah, he already is like right in that line.
And then with my dad, I think it's more like we ski together, and I think that we can translate without using any words like Buddhism at all. I think it translates through talking about that moment when subject, object, and action are one, you know, this moment of entering into the free fall, those kinds of conversations on a very deep level. And then also on the level of death, you know, we're very, just last week we went skiing together up in Taos, and it was perfect, perfect powder day and amazing skiing. My dad is 73 and he's still skiing, you know, down very steep chutes and in the trees, and he's also recovering from a knee injury, so he kind of gasses out at like 2, and you know, but he's at 73. I think he's actually recovering from an injury and then going to be stronger next year. So we'll see. We don't pretend. You know, he says this could be the last day I ever ski. This could be the last day I ever breathe. You know, he says that, and
yeah.
He's very aware of impermanence. And I think that over the years, our conversations have just been natural. And actually, on a road trip one time, I read. Ole wrote a book on fearless death, and I read that book to him on the road trip, and without any problems at all. So he just, you wouldn't say that he wants to sit down and meditate, but the it seems that there's some kind of a, it's not a conflict. And then as far as friends go, I've just always had friends that they never took interest. And I have noticed in the last couple years, as my friends are in their 40s and 50s, that they are taking interest because people are dying around them.
They're getting older.
They're discovering their weaknesses. There's this, life will show you old age, sickness, death, and loss. That's going to happen whether you're Buddhist or not. And then people will start to ask, because it's so fundamentally clear, well, there is this, you know, Buddha did teach about old age, sickness, death, and loss. And maybe what is his perspective? And it's always his, as if Buddha was this guy like Jesus, you know, this total misunderstanding of what Buddha is. But, you know, because really you'd say Buddha is your highest potential. In recent years, people, friends, are coming around. And they're not necessarily coming around to my school in particular. They might be, you know, starting a meditation practice. But they come around and they ask for advice. And I'm able to give them advice that they can take on a practical level into their lives or to integrate into their meditation practice. And it's a shift that I just noticed recently. So I imagine it's just going to increase, because for us, we've been doing it for enough years that as time goes on, we'll be more and more settled into our practice and more embodying it. And then as time goes on, it will, you know, we'll be shining brightly, and there's scary things out in the world, especially as you get older, and we'll be able to help people, you know. And it's not necessarily convert them. It's being able to say the right thing at the right time, speaking from space, being able to understand that there's something, that some piece of information, some nugget, something that they are needing to chew on, and they haven't been able to find it, and that, and here it is, you know, and pass it on. It's very, very natural.